Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. At the dining table.
So you went for your first Sunday in Sunday school today, huh? That was a fun?
No.
Don't say that about Sunday school.
It's true.
I know that, but it ain't religious to say that.
Archie glances from Edith to Stephanie.
You know, I was trying to remember my first Sunday in Sunday school, you know, what it was that they learned me there. I think it was all about Moses and the Ark.
Noah.
Huh?
Noah in the ark. Moses floated down the Nile in a basket.
That's right.
What do you know?
Archie makes a face at Edith.
I think what she's talking about there is what he called Elizabeth Taylor on a barge.
Edith knits her brow.
You wouldn't want to use a little Sunday school.
Excuse.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna go read my Sunday school books.
And take your milk with you. And take your sandwich.
I'll just take the pickle.
Hey, pickles and milk gives you bow legs.
Stephanie heads upstairs.
Archie. Oh, you should have been in church with me this morning. It was lovely.
Well, I seen church on television.
Reverend Chong gave such a beautiful sermon, and he read from the Bible the story about how Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 little fishies.
You know, I remember years ago asking my old man about that Bible story, you know, yeah? And I says to him, how could the Lord feed all them thousands of people on 5 loaves and 2 little fishes?
And what did he say?
He hit me with a shovel.
Okay.
Oh, no, hold it. Hold it. Don't always rush to the door. Ask who it is. And then when they tell them it's Sunday, you're out.
It's Reverend Chong, Mrs. Bunker.
Shush, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Oh, hey, maybe he wants to see you.
Well, I don't want to see him. Don't you know that it's bad luck to look upon a clergyman more than 7 blocks from the church?
Oh, Lord.
You want to go alone? Back, look it up.
Archie stomps upstairs.
Come in.
Edith straightens her dress.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Come in, Reverend Chong.
Thank you.
Let me have your coat.
Oh, thanks.
Make yourself comfortable. I bet you'd like a tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, no, thanks. I already had lunch.
Oh.
I can't stay long. I'd like to talk to you about Stephanie.
Oh, here, well, sit down.
Thank you.
Oh, she liked Mrs. Johnson in Sunday school this morning. She said she was a very good teacher.
Well, Stephanie's a very good teacher, too. She explained to the entire class that the Last Supper consisted of hard-boiled eggs, lamb, and matzah.
Aww.
Edith nods and smiles, then stops and wrinkles her nose.
You don't sound Episcopal.
That's because it's Jewish.
She raises her brow.
Oh.
You see, Stephanie is Jewish.
Edith knits her brow and shakes her head.
Yes, she is.
Oh, how could she be? All my family is Episcopal. Except my Aunt Bertha's daughter, Florence, who become a Lutheran. And her half-brother, Herbert, who become a Mormon in Ogden, Utah. Except until he found out that he wasn't allowed to have three wives. And then he give up religion altogether. You see, my Aunt Tessie's stepson by her second marriage is Floyd, and he is Steffi's father, and he's Episcopal.
But Stephanie's mother wasn't. Stephanie's mother was Jewish, and the child was being raised in her mother's faith.
Where did you hear all this?
Stephanie told Mrs. Johnson this morning. Now, if you and Mr. Bunker want her to continue in our Sunday school, she's perfectly welcome.
I heard it. Is he gone yet?
Reverend Chong forces a smile.
No, I'm leaving now, Mr. Bunker.
The Reverend waits politely.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Just let me know what you decide, Mrs. Bunker.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I better talk to Steffi first. Mm-hmm. And then I gotta tell Archie.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Bunker, all right? However it works out, God loves us all.
I'm feeling a hell of a draft for somewhere.
Truly all. Goodbye, Mrs. Bunker.
Goodbye, Reverend Chong. Thank you.
Edith closes the door behind him, then holds a finger to her lips and considers. She glances up at the stairwell, reconsiders, then bounds up the stairs. She approaches Stephanie's bedroom door.
Steffi, can I come in?
Okay.
She finds Stephanie lying on her bed, reading.
You enjoying your new books?
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Chong was just here.
Stephanie slowly looks up.
He said that you helped teach in Sunday school this morning.
She turns back to her book and continues reading.
Steffi, is it true your mother was Jewish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you never tell us?
I don't know.
You must have had a reason.
My father said not to talk about it. It would make trouble.
Why?
He said if Uncle Archie knew, he would call me a heap.
Steffi.
Edith lies down and hugs her.
Your Uncle Archie loves you. And he ain't never gonna stop loving you. You know, you mustn't pay too much attention to what comes out of your Uncle Archie's mouth. It's what's going on in his heart that matters, not what's going on in his head.
What's going on in his head?
Nothing. Nothing much. I mean, nothing that you and me gotta worry about.
Stephanie ponders. Edith tickles her, and they roll around, then cuddle. Archie finds Edith in the kitchen.
I spent one hell of a night, Edith.
He lumbers to the table in his pajamas.
You know, I hardly slept a wink, and it was all your fault. What was bothering you the way you was thrashing around in that bed up there? With them long toenails of yours, I felt like I was sleeping in a gunny sack full of cats. What is good about it?
Look what I made for you. Banana waffles with boysenberry syrup. Yummy, yummy in the tummy.
Hold it, Edith. Come on now. This is Monday morning. Why are you treating me to waffles and syrup of a Monday morning?
Because Stephanie is Jewish.
Archie stares at her with a wrinkled brow. He points between his eyes.
Edith, I'm getting a sharp pain right here.
It's true, Archie. Stephanie is Jewish.
Stephanie, stop that.
He keeps her from buttering his waffles.
How could the kid get to be Jewish? She's only been with us for a few months. We've been watching her every minute.
Because her mother was Jewish.
What are you trying to tell me? That Floyd married a Jewish girl?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Edith. He wouldn't marry. What are you talking about? There ain't a self-respecting Jewish girl in this world who'd be dumb enough to marry a deadbeat like Floyd.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, will you? Come on, will you? You don't know the Jewish people at all. Listen to me. Jewish girls are too smart for that. They're all out hunting for dentists and doctors and lawyers. And they're getting them, too.
Archie, Stephanie couldn't be wrong about her own mother.
Freeze.
He stops her from pouring the syrup.
What are you saying, Edith? Are you saying that the child herself told you this here?
Oh, yeah.
Archie considers.
Well, then I guess it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Edith. All I got to say is that this whole thing is the fault of that gorgeous family of yours over there hiding this all these years. Oh, what a bunch of bigots they are. Ashamed to have one Jewish person in the family. Oh, gee. Ah, well, what are you going to do? Well, listen, there's no big problem about it. I mean, I guess it's just left for you and me, now that we know the child is Jewish, to do the decent thing.
Why?
Don't keep our mouths shut about it.
Archie, that ain't decent.
Well, it certainly ain't indecent, Edith. We want to bring her up the way we are. All we do is take her over to our church. There we get the minister to baptize the kid. That's like he endorses her over to our side.
No, Archie, we can't do that. See, her mother was bringing her up to be Jewish, so it's our duty to bring her up the same way.
Her mother's dead. Her mother ain't got nothing to say.
Oh, her mother got a lot to say.
Oh, well, geez, I'd love to hear a little of that, Edith. Maybe the two of us, we ought to run over to the cemetery in Nutley, New Jersey, and sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with the remains.
Well, I got a better idea. I think we should call that temple on 97th Street and talk to the rabbi there. there about Steffi.
Edith, I'm gonna that ain't gonna do right you now. No good. You ain't gonna get anything out of that.
She
Edith,
runs to the living room.
To me. That rabbi ain't gonna talk to you. I know that old man for years and years. He won't let you in there, and he won't come out and say a word to you. Unless you want to roller skate around his temple.
Later, a short young man in a tracksuit joins the Bunkers in an office.
Hello.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Mrs. Bunker.
How do you do, Mrs. Bunker?
And this is my husband, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah. Mr. Bunker, how do you do? What can I do
how
for
do you? Do? Oh, nothing at all, kiddo. We're looking for the rabbi.
I'm the rabbi. Make yourself comfortable, please.
Wife? What do you mean, you? Where's the real old guy that used to come out and throw rocks back at us?
Oh, Rabbi Perlmutter, he's in Israel.
Oh, what was Israel? Oh,
I'm Rabbi Jacobs. What can I do for you?
Rabbi Jacobs kisses his yarmulke before donning it, so Archie does the same with his pork pie hat.
We come to see you about a little girl named Stephanie Mills. She's staying with us now on account of her mother was killed in an automobile accident. Now, you see, my Aunt Tessie has a stepson by her second marriage
named
Floyd.
And he is
Stephanie's father.
Nobody cares.
You see, he married a Jewish girl.
Edith, let me talk. Let me talk, please. Now, listen, Rabbi, that's what you want to call yourself. I got to tell you straight out, the only reason I'm here is to prove my wife is wrong, to keep her from doing something stupid. Now, I'm in charge of this kid.
We are.
And we want her, you know, brung up in what we are. What are we?
Episcopal.
Yeah, whatever. I'm trying to tell my wife here that you wouldn't want this kid anyhow. Because at best, she's only half a Jew.
Jacobs looks to Edith, then back to Archie.
Now, will you tell my wife she's wrong? She thinks that because the child's mother was Jewish, that makes the child one of yous.
Your wife is right.
What did you say?
He said your wife is right.
I heard what he said. What about the child's father, huh? I know he ain't white, nothing, but don't he mean something?
Mr. and Mrs. Bunker, according to our law, if the mother is Jewish, so is the child.
Oh, well, do you have a school here where they would teach Steffi how to grow up to be Jewish?
Yes, I give religious instruction every Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, not on Sunday?
Well, Sunday I play tennis. But Stephanie would be in Sunday school then.
Oh, well then, we'd like to sign her up.
Agreed. All you have to do is sign this on the bottom.
Oh, thank you.
Now, there is one other thing. There's the matter of the Sunday school tuition. That would be $100.
Archie hangs his head.
Thank you. And the $100 covers more than just the tuition.
Oh, what else do we get?
You are now members of Temple Beth Shalom. Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
Jacob shakes their hands.
I'm sorry, I can't take the whole thing in. I mean, here I am with a little Jewish kid in the house. How the hell do I make that work? Me, a lifelong Christian.
Try a little Christian charity.
Archie cocks his brow. Later, Stephanie walks along the porch railing in her rolled-up jeans and sneakers. Archie approaches and stops at the door.
Hi.
Hi.
She sits. And Archie shuffles closer.
What's the matter with you? You mad at me?
No. Are you mad at me?
No, I ain't mad at you. You didn't do nothing.
He heads to the door, then turns back.
Oh, yeah. I got something for you today, yeah.
He puts on his glasses and pulls a thin chain from his pocket.
Let's see, it's this here. See, I just happened to be passing the store.
He holds up a gold necklace with a Star of David pendant.
It's supposed to go around your neck, so I'll do that for you.
He carefully puts it around her neck.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Archie heads to the door.
You know, you gotta love somebody to give one of them. I mean, you gotta love everything about them.
He steps inside. Stephanie touches her new pendant. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Pat Shea and Harriet Weiss. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Clyde Kusatsu, Reverend Chong. Michael Mann, Rabbi Jacobs. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.